Welcome back in. Final hour of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Joe, diving into a little Tennessee Volunteers conversation when it comes to the football team. And Josh Heupel, obviously, has put together his staff on the offensive side of the ball. And that's, if you're a Tennessee fan, I think the thing that you're most excited about with this group and with this hire is the hope that Josh Heupel can come in with his staff and help fix this offense that was, as we all know, just brutal to watch at times last year at Tennessee. And interesting to see how he handles the quarterback position as well. We know Heupel will be the one calling the plays. He'll be the one dialing things up on the sideline. But some of the comments that have been made from his staff in pieces from David Ubben on The Athletic, who David was going to join us today, had a scheduling conflict, we'll revisit with him next week, have been interesting, particularly when it comes to the quarterback position and using phrases like turning him loose, letting it rip with the quarterback. I think things that sound really good if you're a Tennessee fan. There wasn't a whole lot of that with Jeremy Pruitt and his staff under Jim Chaney as well. So as you look at the staff that Josh Heupel has put together and then look at the quarterback room right now for Tennessee, with Harrison Bailey in there, obviously Hendon Hooker coming in as well, Caden Salter coming in as a freshman, I think you feel okay about the talent that's in there right now. When you combine those two aspects, what do you see, and how excited should Tennessee fans be for this offensive staff that Josh Heupel has put together?
Well, it's a good day to talk about this, and I'm still going to talk up Ubben because he had a couple great stories on Heupel this week, which all goes into, by the way, the whole, like,
It's starting to come around on Josh Heupel, baby.
But they're really good stories, including if I could award the Pulitzer Prize for a quote. I can't say the quote.
You cannot.
Can I? Let me see how close.
You cannot.
Okay. Here's the thing. I'm going to give a sanitized quote. So he wrote two stories. One was about kind of Heupel off the field, what he's like, and one was about Heupel and the system. And I thought the system story was interesting, but – this player, Rashard Causey, who played for him, the quote is...
At UCF.
The quote is, bleep, he let our bleeps hang, man. He let us be us. So you guys can, you know, you can interpret away on that.
Basically saying he freed him up a little bit.
Yeah, freed him up, yes. And I was hoping...
Let them just play the game.
I was hoping that would be the headline. Didn't get into the headline. But yeah, let him play the game. I think the interesting thing about the on-field stuff is... a few things. One is, obviously, it's very much a quarterback-receiver read. If they're on the same page, if they are reading defense, and this is not how every college offense goes, believe me. This is a much different offense than what Chaney was doing with Tennessee, for example. But if they are precise and they know their stuff and they're together, then that's where a lot of the explosive plays come from. And it's also kind of interesting with the strength. You know, he's more of a, you know, more of a speed guy, more of a flexibility guy. He's very much a precision guy, you know, and kind of a new age approach. None of that should be surprising, I guess. I mean, you see what they do. It's going to be a lot more fun to watch. I don't know if it's going to win. You know, and obviously – defensive coordinators don't necessarily always love being on the other side of this. But this is also an interesting day to talk about this because there's a pretty big quarterback that they're trying to land right now, and they're trying to beat Clemson and Alabama for Ty Simpson, who I believe is announcing today, right?
He is announcing today. He is a five-star quarterback, an in-state quarterback for the class of 2022. So we've talked about how important that class is going to be for Josh Heupel. And, you know, he's not signing today, so it's not like, you know, if Ty Simpson comes out today and says, hey, I'm going to Alabama, that you just close the book on it and that it's done. But certainly, if you're Tennessee, you would love to hear your name being called out today by Ty Simpson. A really talented young quarterback. He's a guy that's in your state. And we've talked about, like, you've got to, when you have those big-time recruits in your state, if you're Tennessee, you've got to win more of those battles than they've been winning. I mean, you can't let guys go to Ohio State or Georgia or Clemson or Alabama. So, again, it's not over today, but right now between Ole Miss, Tennessee, Alabama, and Clemson, those are really the four that are in on Ty Simpson right now.
You're giving Lane a shot?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would rank them last.
I mean, the thing is, even if he picked Tennessee today, I don't know that you have a parade either. I mean, frankly, like, why not just, like, tell us when you sign? But, you know, no one's going to stop recruiting him.
Right.
But maybe it at least eases some of the pressure once you make the decision today. If you're Tennessee and you don't get him today, which, I mean, that'd be my guess.
It's the most likely outcome.
My guess is he picks
Alabama.
Probably Alabama.
Yeah.
But, look, you're going to have still this fall to put your product out on the field, and, you know, you never know. The quarterback thing is so fluid because, obviously, everyone wants an opportunity. And that, to me, is one of the big draws. You don't want to always be that program that has playing time and stuff to offer. But, obviously, Alabama and Clemson, you have a higher level of competition to get on the field. But if you're Tennessee, you're going to still absolutely keep staying this recruitment if he doesn't commit to you today. And if he does, then you're going to have a little party, and then you're going to be like, okay.
Please, God, let's hold on to him.
Can we put him in can we put him in bubble wrap somewhere and just not have him play this fall? And, yeah, then we'll let him sign.
Let's go to our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ben texts in and says, our player development is what needs to improve the most at Tennessee. And it is interesting. Like, you think back to both under Butch and to a certain degree under Jeremy Pruitt as well. Like, the development has got to get better, especially at quarterback. Like, quarterback, there's been almost zero development over the last few years at Tennessee. And I as much as I question the Josh Heupel hire, I'm pretty confident in saying that part of it will be better than it's been the last couple of years.
Well,
it's hard to get much worse.
At quarterback,
yes.
Because yeah. I will say, look, Jeremy Pruitt is destined to be the butt of so many jokes in future years. But I think Jeremy Pruitt was absolutely better at developing players than Butch was. I think Jeremy Pruitt, maybe not quarterback. Take quarterback out of it. Take the most important position out of it. But I think in a lot of positions I think he was better at evaluating players. But I also think that this job gets harder each time. Every time you go from, you go from Lane to Derek to Butch to Jeremy and now to Josh, it gets more and more difficult. Butch Jones was still at a time when, look at some of the classes he brought in. Big time players that did not miss, like Derek Barnett.
Yep.
I think Jeremy Pruitt was a better evaluator and had less fluff in his classes. And I think he did better with them on campus, other than quarterback. And I think it's going to be hard for Heupel to be as good as he was as a recruiter and developer. And I know some people will be like, what are you talking about? But there were some things that Jeremy Pruitt was doing that were good and that were bringing this program back up to a level of being competitive on SEC Saturdays, other than the most important position. And that's the biggest hope you have for Josh Heupel, is that position, you find a great player who you develop and have for multiple years, and he is an equalizer, because they're going to need that.
Let's go to our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ricky texts in and says, Ty Simpson is going to Clemson. Hot take. You heard it here first.
I mean, that wouldn't, like, shock the world either.
No. Alabama, Clemson?
Yeah.
Getting a big recruit?
Yeah, crazy, huh? Yeah, you expect one of the two. It would be a big deal. I mean, the thing is, even if, let's say, you don't get, let's say in the end, Ty Simpson, pick somebody else. If you had him committed for 2 months, I bet you that changes your recruiting profile instantly, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you may have some wins on the trail because of that, even if you don't end up signing him. So it would be a huge deal for Tennessee. Don't get me wrong.
Joe, very quickly, the Titans on Twitter have wished a happy birthday to Jayon Brown. Does that mean they're bringing him back?
I don't know. Happy birthday, Jayon. Hey, good luck in your new town.
Still plays. But
why didn't they wish a happy birthday to Isaiah Wilson is my question.
When's his birthday?
I think it was recently.
Okay.
This is the scandal. I want to know who's making these choices.
I do too. And when we come back, we'll dive back into the Titans, revisit our poll question of the day, and get into some strange developments in Seattle as well regarding the future of Russell Wilson. All that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. 1025 The Game and T-Mobile have teamed up to help you continue the tradition with a hockey home gating party, and it's time to text into the game line at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025 for your chance to win the T-Mobile hockey home gate. Watch a weekend Preds game with a Dos Equis prize pack, which includes a case of beer, dessert from Nothing But Cakes, a T-Mobile prize pack, and food for your home gate. Just text the word SKATE to 615-737-1025. Skate to 615-737-1025 now to enter. The winner will be announced on Thursday. Must be 21 or older to enter in this competition. So make sure you hit us up on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Joe, let's revisit our poll question of the day at 1025 The Game on Twitter, because I think it's been an interesting one to gauge the response. Of course, the news coming out yesterday that the Denver Broncos have parted ways with Jarrell Casey. Of course, longtime member of the Tennessee Titans, very productive player for the Tennessee Titans through some lean years here in Nashville. And the question today is this: Titans fans, do you want to bring back Jarrell Casey now that he's on the open market and has been released? Almost 300 votes are in. 57% say yes, 43% say no. My vote on this was no. I could probably entertain it if I'm the Titans, if it's a one-year deal for maybe like $1 million or $2 million, but much past that, I'm not giving much thought to bringing Jarrell Casey back into the fold. What say you?
Well, I mean, my vote is yes if he's all fine coming back and you can get him at a very low price, then I would say yes. He knows a lot of these guys in this team. I think he was a good mentor in that 1 year to Jeffrey Simmons, and I think Simmons would welcome him back to play next to him. And I still think if Jarrell Casey got healthy, he could be more impactful on that D-line than the other people they had with Jeffrey Simmons last year. Daquan Jones was solid. I mean, I thought Jack Crawford wasn't a bad signing, but I still think Jarrell Casey could have some gas in the tank. I mean, 2019 Jarrell Casey was not 2016 Jarrell Casey. Still a decent football player. Just wasn't a football player you were willing to pay that much money to, even though, of course, none of us predicted when they moved him last year. And, no one saw that coming. But I just don't think that he would even entertain it. That's just my guess.
Too much damage done at this point?
And look, although
you could tell he was very upset last year when the Titans moved on from him.
And, the way he looks at it is, not only was he an important part of a team that now is trying to take that last step, he's worked so hard to try to get to a Super Bowl. He gets within a step. See you later. And he was the guy, it's like Jarrell Casey and Delanie Walker out there busting it for terrible teams. And so he paid his dues. So I understand the frustration. Also, if you're in this league, you got to understand what this league is. So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just one of those things where he vented, and it's like, it's the NFL. So if the NFL, it's just any other team, they're all the same. What are you paying me? What are you paying me for my services? I love Nashville. Maybe I'm overthinking how much he would still be ticked off by what happened last year.
Alex on Twitter says, I appreciate Casey, but he's old and broken down. This kind of reunion could only end in heartbreak and wasted cap space.
Well, again, it's got to be a very low number.
Very low number.
Yeah. Very low number. And I'd be surprised if there was really a serious consideration in the building of that.
So I want to get to this story that's out there right now in the NFL. And we've talked about this offseason, especially with quarterbacks, being such a different animal in the NFL. And now some noise around Russell Wilson, quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks. And there was a story that came out yesterday on The Athletic, kind of going through some turmoil that's been laid out there between Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. A lot of it has had to do with Pete Carroll and the way that offense is run. At times, Russell Wilson has felt like it's been too conservative. Now, you think back to the beginning of this past season, and that's not the way Seattle was playing offensively. They were just letting it rip. And Russell Wilson began the season with MVP caliber numbers, and we talked about him being the leader in the clubhouse to maybe win the MVP. But obviously, I think some friction right now between Seattle and Russell Wilson. And Mark Rogers, Wilson's agent, told Adam Schefter yesterday that he has not requested a trade. But if a trade were to be considered from the Seahawks' point of view, the only teams that Russell Wilson would go to would be the Dallas Cowboys, the New Orleans Saints, the Las Vegas Raiders, and the Chicago Bears. So what do you think of this? What do you think of the frustration apparently that is there between Russell Wilson and the Seahawks? And how do you think this ends up going from here? Do you think Russell Wilson, there's any chance that he gets moved from Seattle?
I'd say it's a pretty low chance. Although, you know, Sean Payton is like, oh my, here we go.
Might even give up Taysom Hill for him.
Wow, no, easy now. You can't have the ultimate, you know, fullback tight end who plays quarterback and runs three trick plays a game and two of them fail and give that up. I don't see it happening. I don't see it getting to the – I mean, we had, you know, a good piece of The Athletic about all the things that went into sort of the dissent or the dissatisfaction there, but I don't think it's anything. This is not like a Watson situation.
Doesn't sound like it's like irreparable damage that's
right.
Been done.
It's ticked off, and this is the off season for quarterbacks to make their dissatisfaction known. I mean, Aaron Rodgers threw something out there, you know, but I didn't really buy that. And I look at this one similar to Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I'm trying to think, you know, like was Dallas. I'm interested too in like Russell. I'm
Why
very
are all the Raiders on the list.
Yeah, I don't. What I'm trying to understand the list.
Yeah, like I understand New Orleans. I guess I understand the Cowboys just because it's the Cowboys.
Well, the Cowboys do have a lot of talent if they ever get healthy.
Sure.
Now their defense is pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But the Raiders and the Bears, like, okay, why would you want to go to the Bears?
I mean, I guess well, like the Raiders, like they do have really good offensive skill. Vegas is cool. Yeah, the Bears.
But it's Russell. Like, Russell Wilson's not hanging around Vegas, like, gambling all the time.
I don't know. You never know, man.
It's true.
Yeah, I mean, Vegas has a lot of other things. They got great buffets. They got a lot of shows.
Yeah.
You know, the Circus, great for the kids. Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird list, but no, I don't think anything's happening there.
Let's go to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Heidi from Dixon texts in and says, the Seahawks and Texans should just swap superstar quarterbacks if both of them are unhappy. Send Deshaun Watson out to the Seahawks, Russell Wilson into Houston.
I mean, if you're the Texans, all these other things.
Way best case scenario.
Yeah, I mean, all these other things have like, oh, how about Jimmy G? How would you like some Teddy Bridgewater? I mean, if you could come out of this with Russ. And now Deshaun gets away from your ridiculous organization. He's happy. Of course, I didn't see the Texans on Russ's list, so that's probably the non-starter right there. But, I mean, that's a dream scenario for the Texans right now.
Who would you rather have, Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson? Like, I realize Russell Wilson is significantly older than Deshaun Watson is, so that's part of this too. But let's just call it for the next 4 years. Who would you rather have, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson?
I mean, he's 4 years older, right? Yeah, 4 years older. I've got to pick Watson. I love Russell Wilson, but I got to go to Deshaun Watson. I think he's a slightly higher level of all-around player than Russell Wilson. I mean, look, someone had all his numbers the other day.
Russell Wilson is 7 years older.
Oh, he is?
Watson, yes.
Okay. But still, to your point, this is a short-term exercise. Gosh, 7 years old.
He's 32. It's hard to believe.
I guess he was older when he was like a grad transfer. He went to Wisconsin. But, I mean, he came out in 2012, and Deshaun came out in 16, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, anyway. I'm going to Deshaun. The numbers, the performance, and with the protection he's had with – the running game he's had, and again, protection and running game he hasn't had. And it's not like they took away DeAndre Hopkins and all of a sudden, there goes Deshaun's numbers. I mean, it was the guy is, to me, it's close, but I've got to go there.
I mean, I don't think you could really go wrong either way. I would probably give the slight edge to Russell Wilson in the next 4 years just because, I mean, the guy can – and I'd say Deshaun Watson can, but I just I really like watching Russell Wilson play quarterback. I think he's great.
Well, I do. I like watching them both.
So, I mean, you'd be fine either way. I would give the slight edge to Russell Wilson. But to Heidi's point, like if the Texans could pull that off, then you feel great about it. Russell Wilson's not going to the Texans. It's not going to happen.
Come on, Russ.
Wouldn't that be like the most Titans thing ever, though? Like, you get rid of Deshaun Watson. Oh, by the way, here comes Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Cool.
You no longer have the top quarterback in the division again.
Sorry, Tannehill.
Maybe right now, Tannehill is atop the division for now.
He is.
Well, no, I shouldn't say that. Deshaun Watson's still technically on the Texans, so he's not. He's number two.
Going to disrespect Carson Wentz like that? Some people think maybe.
I guarantee.
Maybe he could be.
Do you think that there's not people in the NFL who think he's a better quarterback than Ryan Tannehill?
Oh,
right now?
I think there absolutely is.
But I would be willing to bet based on some of these responses and like Sando's stories that
maybe
more than half the league.
Maybe Orlovsky. He's got him in the MVP conversation.
My gosh. I know. I don't want to rip Dan because he's such a great analyst, but you got to ease up on that stuff a little bit.
When we come back, we're going to have a new segment that we debut today called Weekend Winners. It's very similar to Pigskin Pick'em. Obviously no football right now, but we've got some options here in the Middle Tennessee area. We've got some predictions coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And lots of sports happening this weekend locally here in Nashville and in the Middle Tennessee area and around the country as well. We had a lot of fun this season during the football season with Pigskin Pick'em. We're all about a little competition here on the show as well. So without further ado, it's time to introduce our Weekend Winners segment that we'll do every Friday at 9:30, looking ahead to the action coming up this weekend. And we'll start with some local teams as well. Vanderbilt in action this weekend against Ole Miss, Tennessee against Auburn, the Preds taking on the Columbus Blue Jackets both on Saturday and on Sunday, and then we'll have a little freedom after that. Take it any direction we want to go. Player props, money line, spreads, all on the table. I've got a little NBA action coming up as well. So without further ado, let's get started here, and we'll go with strictly the money line here on Ole Miss and Vanderbilt. Ole Miss taking on Vanderbilt this weekend. Vanderbilt's got some injuries that they're dealing with right now that obviously really limited them the other night against Tennessee. Ryan Porth, we'll start with you. Who are you taking between Ole Miss and Vanderbilt?
Ole Miss.
Guarantee.
Going with the lock for Kermit Davis and Ole Miss. Joe Rex wrote, Ole Miss and Vanderbilt. Who you got?
Yeah, I'll give a little analysis also.
Thank you. Is that a shot at Porth?
I like Kermit Davis as a coach. That's my
analysis. I'll give a little analysis also.
Kermit is coaching really well lately. They're rolling, and they've pushed themselves into NCAA contention. I'm going to go Ole Miss. I don't know this. I think if Pippen played and I knew he was healthy, I would think about it. But without knowing that and just without Dylan Dessou, who's supposed to have surgery today, which is brutal for him and Vanderbilt, got to go Ole Miss.
I will also go Ole Miss in this discussion. Kermit Davis, really love him. Obviously, former MTSU Blue Raider. Very good coach. I think he's done a great job at Ole Miss so far. Give me Ole Miss in this game against Vanderbilt. Again, if Vanderbilt was healthy, probably consider going the other way, but don't think that's going to be the case. Certainly not going to be the case with Dylan Dessou. Let's move to Tennessee taking on Auburn. You never know what Tennessee team is going to show up. So, Joe, as you look ahead at this game tomorrow for the Vols against Auburn, who are you taking, Tennessee or the Tigers?
Well, it's a tough one.
It is.
Sharif Cooper again. I'll talk about Sharif Cooper all day, every day. Every chance you have to watch that guy, watch him. I think he's probably going to go to the draft. He's undersized, but he's a wizard with the ball. Bruce Pearl seems to have Rick Barnes' number. Tennessee's not playing well, flat out. They are really disappointing offensively. All that said, I'm going to take Tennessee to bounce back. Well, I mean, again, I'm saying bounce back from a win.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Tennessee to bounce back from that performance and win a very good game.
Close game. Any barbecues being thrown while this is going on?
I don't know, man. Ask Aaron Kraft. He's got time for barbecues.
I'm going Auburn in this game. I just don't trust this Tennessee team right now from game to game. I said it on Call Your Shot Friday. I've got them going out in the first round of the NCAA tournament. I like the talent. I like a lot of things they do. They just don't do it consistently enough. I think they're going to struggle offensively against Auburn. Give me the Tigers in this matchup. Ryan Porth, who are you taking, Auburn or Tennessee?
Where is this game again?
It's in Auburn.
Okay. Doesn't really matter.
I'm glad you asked.
But there you go.
Yeah, I'm going Auburn.
Thanks for asking.
Tennessee has been really hard to watch offensively in the last few games. So going with the Tigers. I trust Bruce Pearl.
Do you? Okay.
I do.
Well, that's good.
Oh, good. Can't wait for Twitter on Saturday afternoon if Auburn wins.
All right, so the Predators taking on the Columbus Blue Jackets this weekend. They play tomorrow at 2 o'clock, also play on 2 o'clock on Sunday as well. And you cannot take the easy way out in this part of the competition. You can't just say, hey, I think the Predators are going to win one and the Blue Jackets are going to win one. You got to get it right on the day. So we're picking the game Saturday and picking the game Sunday. Ryan Porth, are you prepared for this?
No. Is it money line or is it?
Money line, yeah.
Okay.
But you have to get it. Like, you can't say, hey, the Preds are going to win one of two this weekend.
Yeah,
you've got to pick the right one. This is how competitions work. Complicate this.
I'll take.
We're going Saturday game first, by the way.
I'll take the Jackets Saturday and the Preds Sunday.
We haven't got to Sunday yet, but cool. I'll put you down for that.
Sure.
Sports is going with
I'll
the first pick.
Thanks for playing, though. That's my easy way out of saying they'll win one of two.
Okay. Well, I knew you were going to do that. You got to get the day right. That's part of the competition here. Joe Rexrode, the Predators taking on the Blue Jackets both Saturday and Sunday. I guess since Port's already thrown it out the door.
I'm prepared for the spread.
No, we're not doing that crap. Do your Saturday game first and then your Sunday game. Who wins Saturday for the Preds and the Blue Jackets?
I'm going to kind of go with my called shot, and I'm going to project Saros getting the Saturday, Pekka getting an extra day of rest and getting the Sunday. So I'm going to take the Preds to win the game Saturday.
Okay, so you got the Blue Jackets winning on Sunday. I'm going to take the Blue Jackets to win the game on Saturday, and I'm also going to take the Blue Jackets to win the game on Sunday.
Ooh.
I think that this is going to be a tough weekend for the Predators. You know, it's interesting because Columbus is not playing very well right now, and they had, I guess, maybe their worst game of the year, but certainly the Predators' best game of the year last Saturday in this matchup. But I think that Columbus comes alive a little bit offensively. Patrick Laine starts to figure it out. I've got Columbus winning both games this weekend.
Why do you hate all the local teams?
I don't. I've picked all of them to lose to this point. I'm just going with the gut, man. That served me really well in Pigskin Pick'em and in Preds Pick the Click. So if you're the Preds, you probably feel good about it.
You beat me in Pigskin Pick'em, so you'll always have that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So now we can go our separate ways. I will start. I'm going to do a little NBA action to begin. The Grizzlies, a big win yesterday against the LA Clippers. They're back at it tonight as well, taking on the Clippers +220 for the Grizzlies to win right now. I say they do it. I say the Grizzlies win outright tonight against the LA Clippers.
So we are doing money line here, even with our own picks.
You could do whatever you want. All right. Spread, money line.
All right.
Where there
player
are
props.
I mean, the problem here is that point spreads that aren't, right? I mean, that's.
Yeah. Yeah. Though, I mean, the point spreads, we usually don't have them for NHL,
you
NBA,
got them in
or college
NBA
hoops
right
by
now.
Sunday.
Right.
You have them in the NBA.
Okay. For tonight. Right, Porth, which direction are you going?
Well, my first pick for me, I'm going with the Colorado Avalanche money line at Arizona tonight.
Okay.
Colorado's lost the last couple games. Arizona got lucky, as you know what, to win their last two games at home against Anaheim, coming back from 3-0 down in both games. I think Colorado puts them in their place a little bit.
Where is this game?
It is in the desert.
It's in the desert. So this could potentially be a great jersey matchup. If you've got the Kachina jerseys for Arizona and the reverse retro maybe for Colorado.
Potentially.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think Colorado's wearing those again.
But those are awesome.
They are awesome. And I agree. That would be a great jersey battle there.
So you're taking the Avalanche tonight against the Arizona Coyotes. Joe Rexrode, as you look around the world of sports, which direction are you going this weekend on your individual pick?
Okay, so and then we're going to come back and do another one.
That's
or we just have one more?
No,
all right. Well, I'll start with my lock.
Oh.
Money line. There's another Tennessee-Auburn game. It is Sunday. It is senior day for the Lady Vols.
Okay.
They have not played well since South Carolina, but they've survived. Well, they lost one to Georgia. They survived Missouri last night because Renia Davis went off. Renia Davis, senior day. Give me the Lady Vols as the lock Sunday.
Guaranteed.
11 a.m. on ESPN, by the way.
Very nicely done.
Oh, wait a minute. No, that's the men's TV info. Sorry. I'll get you the right
TV. Are they playing
info.
Auburn?
No, they are.
Okay, good.
Oh, no, they are.
I had
the wrong TV info.
All right. Ryan Porth, we'll start with you for the second round of our individual picks. What other direction are you going? Are you sticking with hockey?
I'm going NBA tonight.
Okay.
And this is a spread pick. This game is on ESPN, Joe, I think. We really know these TV games. Whatever. Blazers plus 5.5 at the Lakers.
Okay, hold on.
I like that.
I am taking the Blazers against the spread at the Lakers. The Lakers have been in a little bit of trouble since AD went down.
They have been. Lost four in a row up until this point.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know when Lillard could get hot.
Exactly. And the Blazers usually play pretty well at L.A.
I like that pick. I'm going to go back to the NHL for mine for tonight. And the Boston Bruins got absolutely embarrassed last night against the New York Islanders, falling 7-2. Barry Trotz and company getting it done. The Bruins back at it today against the New York Rangers. I'm going to take the Bruins -1.5. I think they come back, they respond in a big way. Anytime you see a good team get embarrassed in the fashion that they did last night, I think they'll respond in the next game. I think the Bruins win by 2 or more goals in the game today against the New York Rangers. Maybe a goal by Craig Smith. He had one last night that was really, really weird, but it went in.
Do you have a lock? Have you picked a lock?
I'll make that my lock. I feel great about it.
Okay, that's your lock.
So I'll do the lock for the Bruins. 2 or more goals today. Their margin of victory against the New York Rangers.
I hope you're right about that. I'm just saying.
I feel great about it.
That's the only pick I hope you get right.
Thank you. Joe Rexrode? Your final selection is what?
I'm going to probably do a lot of college basketball to counteract the college basketball haters I'm surrounded with.
Not a hater.
Yeah.
Slightly.
Yeah, a little bit. That's okay. I know that a lot of people who love the NBA struggle to watch college basketball, and that's fine. I get it. But I still love the sport, and I'm going to give myself a little bit more of a challenge here, okay, with the money line. So I'm looking at Texas Tech.
Okay.
Texas at Texas Tech tomorrow. Number 14, number 18, really good Big 12 battle. I'm going to go with the, in normal times, I'd probably go with the Red Raiders at home. But I like the Longhorns, how they pulled out that win over Kansas. So give me Texas money line over Texas Tech tomorrow. And by the way, the Lady Vols game is at 1 o'clock Sunday, SEC Network.
I'm glad.
Let's get that TV information correct.
I'm glad we got that figured out.
So your previous report was that it's at 11 a.m. Pacific time on one of the ESPN networks.
Yeah. You saved yourself.
11 a.m. Central time.
No.
I'm trying to help you out here. Porth trying to help you out.
I'm trying to say that you were right earlier by saying that it was 11 a.m. Pacific time
but
on
you ruined
the ESPN Family Networks.
Well, the funny thing about that is, I appreciate it, my laptop is on Pacific time, so I'm constantly converting it. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, did I say the Pacific time that was on my laptop?
Why is your laptop on Pacific time?
Because it's a company laptop and the headquarters are in California.
You need to change that.
I've tried.
Okay.
I still can't get my tea to work. What do you want from me?
Well, that's true. That's today's edition of Weekend Winners. I'm going to enjoy this competition. Gentlemen, good luck. We're off to a good start.
Yeah, you don't really mean that.
No, I don't mean it at all.
Bad luck to both
I'm
of
up,
you.
Hope I'm up a lot as this comes. And we've
go
got
Avalanche.
Some in the, you know, in the head-to-head stuff, we've got a little bit of different picks on the table as well, too. So a good way to start. Maybe that Joe Rexrode will be in the hole early.
Well, you need some help after I'm destroying you guys in Preds. Pick them. Pick to click.
Thank you.
And this also, you know, Team Morth is now, you know, just
wow.
Team Porth.
He's just going to rub that in there again.
That's
huh?
right. Yeah, you no more riding the coattails of Munson. You're on your own, buddy.
Riding the coattails of Munson. But he was in last place when Porth took over.
Yeah, but he kind of got him started, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. He laid a foundation.
Warmed up the seat.
Yeah, absolutely. When we come back, it's time for some Free Beer Friday trivia. We'll have that question for you coming up next and wrap up the show. This is Robbie and Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
I pick up.
beer can and get to feeling like Superman. Brett fans, join us Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. for Smashville Live. Smashville Live airs every Wednesday on 102.5 The Game during the Preds season, and we'll feature Preds players, former players, and other special guests. We've gone virtual this year as well, so that means you can watch the show online via 102.5 The Game's Twitch, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and thegamenashville.com. Smashville Live brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, and Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue. To view or listen to past shows, just go to thegamenashville.com/Smashville Live. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road. You're on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Coming back in with Joe Rexroad's favorite song, favorite musical artist, Luke Combs.
Yeah, this is guaranteed to get me to buy the Luke Combs box set.